At least two suspected bomb makers were killed in a blast in Kaduna in northern Nigeria on Saturday, a city at the center of post-election violence in which hundreds of people are thought to have died this week. Angry youths launched violent protests in northern cities after President Goodluck Jonathan, a Christian from the south, was declared the winner of elections last Saturday, defeating ex-army ruler and northern Muslim Muhammadu Buhari. Churches, mosques, and homes were set ablaze in the worst unrest for years as Buhari supporters rejected the outcome. Now there are fears of further violence ahead of governorship and state assembly votes in Nigeria's 36 states next week. We spoke to Archbishop Ignatius Kaigama of Jos in Plateau State.
After the announcement of the results of the presidential election, some groups felt their candidate should have won, and he didn't. Therefore, they took the law into their hands. In some northern states, like Kaduna, Gombe, Bauchi, Kano, Sokoto, and many other places, they took the law into their hands, burning churches and even killing some people. It was very disturbing to all of us because this was purely a political issue arising from the election conducted, and that the churches were being targeted and Christians being targeted too was very perplexing. So far we are told that the situation is much calmer. The next elections on Tuesday will still go on. The president has made an announcement that they will deal decisively with all those who make trouble. And elections have been postponed in two states, Bauchi and Kaduna, for 2 days. And so things hope to go on, and we are optimistic that the security agents will be fully on hand to deal with these people who create situation of violence.
Now, were only Christians targeted or were Muslims targeted as well?
Yes, basically, in Nigeria, when there is a social problem, it could be even economic or political, it suddenly tilts towards religion. In this case, the first places of target were the churches. I gather reliably that some Muslim personalities were also targeted because they were alleged to have voted for the other party, which is perceived to be Christian-dominated. So they also suffered attacks, and I'm told in some cases their houses were burnt. So that is the situation. But primarily, the Christians were the first victims because churches. In my province here, in Bauchi, Gombe, I'm sure some parts of Yola, they were affected. And then when you go to Kaduna province, nearly all their province, the dioceses in their province suffered in one form or the other. It was a deliberate attack on the Christians, I think. So something the Christians have nothing to do with.
Now, you mentioned that we're coming up to the governorship and state assembly votes next week. Is there fear that there will be more violence, continued violence, or even worse violence?
We have been assured that there will be adequate security, and people have been told to come out to vote. Even the political party that was alleging rigging and so on, it has asked its people to come out and vote. And let us just remain very optimistic that nothing will happen. But considering previous experiences, we cannot just presume that all will be too well. We have been assured of adequate security, but it remains to be seen. There are definitely some hooligans and political thugs influenced by some political leaders who are so selfish and ready to cause trouble as long as their political ambition is not met. They are around. They are all over the place. So we cannot, with absolute assurance, say it will all be very peaceful. But we are very optimistic, and we continue to pray that the elections will be very well conducted, it will be very peaceful. We have asked our people to go out and vote and identify with candidates they feel can provide the democratic dividend for us here.
Now, of course, tomorrow we will be celebrating Easter Sunday. Are there any fears about potential attacks against Christians during Easter by extremists?
Yes, considering previous experience, yes, people are naturally afraid and worried that anything could happen. But we have tried to encourage the people to be confident and to remain steadfast, not to be overcome by the spirit of fear. At our Chrism Mass, there were text messages going around, oh, they will attack, the Muslims will attack. Or I told my people, let us go ahead and do our Mass. Because when we become so afraid, we become slaves of fear. And indeed, we did our Mass, celebrated the Chrism Mass, and it was wonderful. All the priests were there, then the people, the church was packed full. I told them we have overcome that spirit of fear, and that should be the spirit. The Easter Triduum is in progress. We have had services and masses in different churches without any reported cases of disturbance. We remain also very optimistic that we shall have a very good Easter vigil, and the Easter celebration will be free of any violence. Yesterday, I saw the chief imam of Jos advising the Muslims in the mosque to not only come out to vote, but to remain peaceful. We hope that that is what they mean, and we hope that that will be obeyed so that we can all enjoy a very festive season without anybody being killed or property being destroyed.
Well, Your Excellency, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we just keep encouraging ourselves and that we should not give up in the midst of these unwarranted attacks. I have always insisted that the problems that arise here in Nigeria that are said to be religious sometimes have very little to do with religion. And a clear example is this incident now of the post-election crisis. This has nothing ever to do with religion, but religion is dragged into it. Before you know it, it has become a religious matter, and it is said to be Muslims and Christians fighting, whereas the root cause is very obvious: political differences and political competition and so on. So I have always insisted that our authorities should try to dig into the root causes of this. The security agents should be alert to be proactive in order to prevent this from happening, rather than wait each time there is a crisis, they rush in a fire brigade manner, unfortunately, when the damage is done. So very little result is achieved. So we want to live in peace. We want to coexist peacefully with our Muslim brothers and sisters. And it is the duty of governments to ensure that those who create these situations of crisis, whether they are young people or influential political leaders or chiefs, are brought to book. The unfortunate thing is that when a crisis occurs, there is a panel of inquiry, judicial commission of inquiry, committees of investigations are set up, but the results are not known because either there is a lack of political will to implement the results. That is why these hooligans always succeed in creating another crisis each time. we are hoping that the new government, led by Dr. Jonathan, will be able to address these issues permanently, put all the security in place in order that this can be foreseen before they happen, so that we don't lose lives and properties as we have done in recent times in Nigeria.